USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Consumer prices rose in July at their slowest monthly pace since February, though a broadening of price pressure suggests inflation may be more persistent than Fed Reserve officials predict, offering little relief to American households rocked by months of surging prices. The Labor Department reporting that the Consumer Price Index jumped by 0.5% from June to July. As schools continue to open across the country, President Biden is looking into a federal mask mandate for school children. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says if there were a federal mask mandate, he would challenge it in court.
If you're talking about the federal government coming in and overruling parents in our communities, you know, that would be something that we would fight back vociferously against.
DeSantis leaving the decision of children wearing masks in school to their parents. USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
As U.S. troops continue to leave Afghanistan, the Taliban is continuing to gain more control of the country.
The Taliban seized three more provisional capitals in Afghanistan and a local army headquarters in a blitz across the country's northeast, officials said Wednesday. With the insurgents now controlling some two-thirds of the nation, the United States and NATO finalized their withdrawal after decades of war. Kabul itself has not been directly attacked. The speed of the Taliban victory raises questions how long the Afghan government can maintain control of its countryside. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
South Florida could feel the effects of a new tropical storm by the end of the week. The National Hurricane Center saying last night that Tropical Storm Fred formed near Puerto Rico, and there's a risk of wind and rain hitting the Keys Friday. The storm could then spread north through the peninsula and up the panhandle. More news online at usaradio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Republicans on Capitol Hill are reacting to other Republicans voting in favor of a $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill.
The Senate passed the $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill Tuesday by a 69-30 vote, 19 Republicans joining all Democrats in sending the bill to the House. Senator Josh Hawley says he can't believe any Republican senator could vote for the bill. The Missouri Republican tells Fox News that the infrastructure package was actually a radical piece of legislation that will cost trillions in pork barrel spending.
This is a radical left woke politics bill that has stuff like gender identity mandates in it, the radical equity agenda, the Green New Deal. That's all in this bill. And by the way, it's going to cost trillions of dollars pork barrel spending. There's stuff like bridges and highways in Canada in this bill. We ought to be building highways and bridges in the United States, not in foreign countries.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau. I'm Dan Naraki.
A decentralized financial platform is reporting one of the biggest cryptocurrency thefts ever. Officials at Poly Network say hackers made off with roughly $600 million in cryptocurrency Tuesday due to a vulnerability. In a letter posted online, Poly Network saying the money belongs to tens of thousands of crypto community members. So far, $5 million of the money has been returned. It is unclear who is responsible for the hack or why the money is being returned. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.